This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are lighting the fuse on a different kind of business today. The booming world of fireworks. From humble beginnings selling out of the trunk of his car, Bruce Zolden built Phantom Fireworks into one of the largest firework retailers in the country. He's here to share his story, talk about the potential impact of tariffs, and we're also going to look ahead to next year's celebration of America's 250th birthday. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, we're talking about the business of fireworks. Let's bring on Bruce Zolden, president and CEO of Phantom Fireworks, based in Youngstown, Ohio, but they're nationwide. Bruce, welcome to the Gains podcast. How you doing today?
Great. Thank you very much for having me. I always look forward to this call. Talk about the 4th of July and this year celebrating the 249th birthday of America.
Yeah, and on top of it, we're both from Youngstown, Ohio. And back when I was a kid, in the neighborhood, you were selling fireworks out of the back of your car. So let's just talk about Phantom Fireworks. They're nationwide, but we're going to really just briefly get into the origin story because I think it's fascinating how you've built this business. Bruce, explain.
Well, I was a teenager, 16 years old. My dad brought fireworks home for us to celebrate on the 4th of July. And it wasn't totally legal in Ohio then. It was from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. You never know which area was legal, which wasn't. But this was the first time my dad brought it home, and I put it in the garage, and he said, "Now make sure you don't touch it until the 4th of July." Unfortunately, the kids in the neighborhood, my friend said, "Can we buy some? Is it possible you'd sell us some fireworks?" So I ended up selling the fireworks. My dad was a little upset, but he understood. I made a few dollars, and he said, "Let's go back to Pennsylvania where he bought it." We bought some more. And the next year, I said, "I have to source out where the fireworks are coming from." I found a place in Toledo, Ohio. I borrowed my mother's Chevy Impala, filled the trunk up in Toledo, came back, made $1,000, did that a few times. And every year it started building until somebody told me, "I have a Chinese gentleman that wholesales fireworks from Hong Kong. I'd love to come and talk to you." And came to Youngstown. I went to China in the late 70s. Imported my first container, and this is the rest of the story. We're bringing in over 1,000, maybe 1,500 containers a year now. We have 100 stores, approximately brick-and-mortar stores across the country. We sell to Home Depot. We sell to many of the big-box stores. We operate about 1,500 seasonal stands and tents. We are diversified, and we sell consumer fireworks, and that's how it started, from the trunk of my mother's Chevy Impala.
Yeah, and you know, when the early days, there weren't a lot of places where fireworks were legal. You know, we moved from Youngstown to South Carolina. It was pretty much wide open there, even in the early or late 70s, early 80s. But retail sales of fireworks have grown across the country over the years. They're legal in a ton of more places. And we see the phantom fireworks stands in a lot of those places. And Illinois is not a great fireworks state, but the surrounding areas, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, booming business, so to speak. So talk about how big is the business today? I mean, and Phantom's just got a massive nationwide footprint. Explain.
The legality of consumer fireworks has grown for sure from the time I started. When I started, there were just about 10 states that allowed the sale of consumer fireworks. And you're right, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi. There were some western states, northern western states. And we did something that would help legalize it in other states, and that is our company and a couple others created an organization called AFSL, which is like a UL label on electrical items. We did a safety of fireworks to be more restrictive than the Consumer Product Safety Commission requirements, and we test every product now in China before it comes here to make sure that it's not something that somebody could buy and then harm themselves in a serious way. So, for example, in the 1960s, there were M80s, cherry bombs, silver salutes. They were legal. They weren't illegal. They were legal, but they were causing many injuries, such as loss of fingers, hands, other body parts. We minimized the powder content in those items so that it would, you hold a firecracker today, if it went off in your hand by accident, it wouldn't even break the skin. You'd get a burn on your finger, like a flash burn of a cigarette or something, but it would not penetrate the skin. And we felt that if we make every firework safe for consumers to use, that more states would open up and allow it. And right now we have 49 states that allow something, only one state that doesn't allow anything, and that is Massachusetts. Illinois, that you mentioned, and that's where you're calling from, they are becoming more liberalized, but not by state, but by locality. So if you go into central Illinois, many of the counties and various jurisdictions allow somebody to have a tent or temporary stand, but it's not a statewide law. So I feel that that's coming soon, that I think you'll see Illinois open up to full-line fireworks within the next 4 to 5 years.
And then you mentioned China. That's where they're produced. And, you know, top of mind is tariffs and the trade thing. How is that impacting your business right now? Have you factored that in? How does that play into the into your operations as well? And you made an important thing. Fireworks now versus 30 years ago, whole different animal. Safety is paramount. And that, I think that's been the game changer. And that's why we're seeing it in a whole bunch of other places. But back to China, you know, certainly interesting to see how that dynamic's impacting operations.
Very, very much. Fortunately, not for the 249th birthday of America, but certainly a major concern for the 250th birthday of America. And the reason why is typically in May and June, we're bringing products in. China's producing fireworks for the next season. So we should be getting containers arriving here now, month of June, July, August, from China, that will be used for not just New Year's Eve, but for the 250th birthday celebration in America. And right now, all factories are shut down. They're shut down for various reasons, but primarily because every warehouse in China is full of produced products being produced. The production stopped only because everyone here in this country stopped their shipments because of the high duty. Now, granted, one time it was 145%, but now it's 37.5%. And even at 37.5%, that's a very high tariff, and most firework companies are saying we have to wait till it either there's an exemption totally on fireworks, because there are no manufacturers of fireworks in the United States. China makes 90 8% of the world's fireworks. So there is nothing you're protecting here in America, and they'll never be able to be produced in America for many, many reasons. And we feel that everybody feels in the business that hopefully by early July, mid-July, we'll have an exemption on fireworks, because I think the president has said he wants America to celebrate the 250th birthday like never before, from one coast to the other, and every community to be able to have celebrations. And we feel that at some point in time, there'll be a negotiation with China, and we'll be able to buy them. But we can't wait much longer. If we have to wait till the end of summer or September, there will not be enough fireworks in America to celebrate next year. It just will be impossible, because production won't allow it. They produce fireworks not just for America, but for Europe, South America, Australia, many other places, and you can only produce so much a year in the one province, Hunan province, where most fireworks are made in China, and there just will not be enough. There'll be a high demand. Everybody will get a little. We'll probably get more than others because of our size, but there'll be an extreme shortage, and I don't think that's something the president wants or anybody else wants. I think they want to see America really celebrating its 250th birthday.
You know, most people think of 4th of July, obviously, coming up, and we'll be shooting off fireworks then. But your business is a year-round operation. And if you're like me, we fire off fireworks every New Year's, too. We even shoot off fireworks every New Year's. So it's talk about the business throughout the year, and then how big is 4th of July? I mean, it's obviously the granddaddy of all firework action, without a doubt, but just kind of talk about your year-round business.
There's no question that 4th of July, our sales from May 1st through July 4th or 5th are 85% of our annual sales. New Year's Eve is approximately 10% of our annual sales. Diwali is a few percent. The Indian holiday, which falls either late October or early November, is 2 or 3%. And then the rest is either birthday parties, graduations, weddings, I guess divorces in some case. But you can celebrate for just about every holiday, every special event, you can have fireworks. And some people, like after the 4th of July, our weekends are busy in the stores with people coming in because they're having a picnic or a family reunion or something, and they're using not to the magnitude they would use on the 4th of July, but to a smaller extent. So for us, in the volume we're doing, it's still $5 to $10 million worth of business a year for our company. But primarily, the hundreds of millions of dollars are done for May 1st through July 4th. New Year's Eve, as I said, is maybe 10%.
And then talk about the innovations. I mean, some of the displays that people can buy and you know, offer at picnics and the 4th of July, and we talked about New Year's, but lots of innovations and lots of really cool products, and just touch on that real quick.
Yes, for sure. What has become the most popular are the 500-gram repeaters. They're like large boxes. They vary in size, but they're significantly larger than any other type fireworks, and it's one fuse, but you could have up to 200 or 300 shots out of one box, or you can make bigger tubes and have 9 shots out of it, but larger tubes. It's limited by law to 500 grams. There are some people, unfortunately, that are always black market trying to put more powder in them. But what makes them nice is it's almost like a grand finale in and of itself. It's safe because the bottom is weighted so they don't tip over. And it gives the display almost like a grand finale. And if you're in your backyard and you're the right distance away, 100 feet away, and your family's watching and your friends are watching, it almost looks like you're putting on a professional show. And it's become the most popular items. There's different shapes. We have a fan. They're called fan cakes. They like wave in the air. They go side to side. And the Chinese are always coming up with creative ideas, new colors, new sounds. And it's always interesting to go there. We go in early fall and sit for days watching the different designs and sometimes we change them around ourselves. And create our own items. And every company does a little bit of that. We do a little more, but it's become very popular, the 500 gram repeaters.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Bruce Zolden, president and CEO of Phantom Fireworks. But first, hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays. We'll be right back with Bruce Zolden after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back with Bruce Zolden, president and CEO of Phantom Fireworks, based in Youngstown, Ohio, but you see him nationwide. Hey, Bruce, before the break, you made an important point. Buy your fireworks from a legitimate firework retailer. Stay away from the black market. All the stuff that you find at Phantom and other stands that are legitimate firework stands are safe. They're as safe as they've ever been. Kind of touch on that, because there is a black market out there, and unfortunately, that's where people can get hurt, and you often hear about some of the horror stories.
And there's no question. And if somebody is thinking, I want to have a fireworks show, I enjoy it, I know there's a danger to lighting fireworks, what's the best way to do it? And it is to buy it from a licensed fireworks venue. And it's either Phantom Fireworks, and we have several competitors who we respect very much, and they follow the same rules of law and safety concerns, and we follow all the government regulations. And you know that you're safe going there because we have investments in brick-and-mortar stores. We have a very good insurance that covers us. And the last thing we have banks that support us financially. The last thing we would ever want is to have a horror story or hear something, a catastrophic accident coming from a Phantom Fireworks outlet. It just won't happen because we don't carry that type of black market product that you can have mass explosion. And sadly, every year you hear of some people dying, somebody was at an event and lit an item and it blew up and the person was killed, or some projectile hit that person. Those type of products aren't sold at Phantom Fireworks. And we just had, sadly, here in Youngstown, Ohio, your former hometown, an incident at a home in Liberty where somebody was manufacturing probably M80s or quarter sticks of dynamite. And the house blew up. The individual was killed. 4-year-old child was in the house in serious condition, now still in the hospital. Another person in serious condition in the hospital. And it's homemade devices. And if you're buying out of the trunk of somebody's car, or you're buying from a place that doesn't have a name and a factory on it and a company name on the product itself, you can bet that that product is overloaded and you're in danger when you light the item.
What's something about the firework industry that most people don't know?
That they're family-owned businesses, that they're the legitimate businesses. We meet many times a year. We are helping people to celebrate. Our customers are not Republicans or Democrats. They're both. They're not one race or the other. They're every American comes in to buy consumer fireworks. And if you look at our stores next week, you'll see lines of people to get in there. And we feel very proud that the firework industry is our family-owned quality businesses. Many are 100-year-old businesses. I can tell you myself, I'm 76 years old, and I've been in it for 60 years. But I have friendly competitors, legitimate companies, who are many generations before me. And that's what we're all about. That's the secret of the business is family businesses that take pride in what they do, and we're here to help Americans celebrate. And we're not here when we see things on TV like rioters throwing fireworks at police officers. Nothing angers us more because it's public relations, and who wants fireworks? They buy them to use in riots illegally. Though we have a lot of unfortunate public relation battles every year, mistakenly. Just I mentioned about the house that blew up. The headline in the paper was illegal fireworks. It wasn't illegal fireworks. It was illegal explosives. Those aren't fireworks. Fireworks are limited and named fireworks because they have a powder content under a certain amount. And if they're over that amount, they're illegal explosives. And that's what we deal with every year. That's the hidden story of fireworks.
And then finally, you know, you touched upon it, and you got to think that we're going to get some kind of deal, hopefully, on the tariffs front, and it's not a huge factor, but you said time is closing in. How big, you know, the 250th birthday of America, how big are we looking at that event for your business? I mean, it's got to be just... You got to be thinking that this is going to be big time. Everybody in America is going to want to celebrate the 250th, and hopefully they get a deal and fireworks are readily available. In that scenario, what are you expecting?
We're expecting the biggest selling year in the history of our company and in the firework industry. We hear not just the consumer side, but I know mayors of various cities. If they are normally the city says we do a $20,000 a year show every year, they want a $50,000 show. If they did it $30,000, they want a $100,000 show. Everybody wants to have the biggest party, the biggest celebration they ever had. And one of the big pluses for next year's 250th birthday is the best day the 4th of July could fall on is a Saturday. And sure enough, next year is a Saturday, 250th birthday of America, the best day of the week. So everything is falling in place, except right now we're hoping we can get the tariffs off so we can get the factories producing again. And that's where we're at.
Big thanks to Bruce Zolden, president and CEO of Phantom Fireworks out of Youngstown, Ohio, but you see them nationwide. All right, that's going to wrap up today's Gains podcast. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.